You are looking for a job, it is your birthright. What's the meaning of birthright? The rights that go along with you as a family member. Amen. The rights that go with you as a family member is your birthright. I was sharing this testimony with the deacons yesterday also. I said that I have always known my rights wherever I am. People look at me as a stubborn person, but God does not see me as a stubborn person. I know my rights. All the churches I've attended before, the greatest problem in that church has always been me. Because if you go corner, we meet pastor, go straight, don't do corner. Why do you say so? I say, see, what did I see? And I don't go behind to say it. I meet him to say it. Not all this cowardly letter. Some of you write and post suggestion, but you won't put your name. I won't write letter. I will meet him. If he's preaching and I see him misquote anything, I am sitting in the congregation, I will write a piece of paper. I'll give usher. Go give pastor there. Now let him correct it there. No. See what he talk. No. If he finish, he say, hey, Brother Moses, see me after service. When I go, and let me explain. I said, you said it at the altar. Go and answer me at the altar. You said it at the altar. Go and answer me at the altar. What do you mean? Are we fools? We sitting down. What till they read? Wait till we read that more. Praise the Lord. Now, I was telling the deacons, I said, my father died and we are a polygamous family. My father married 13 wives. Yeah, he was a king. Now, it's a small thing. They are kings in the north. They marry as many as they want. So we are many. I have elder brothers that have children that are older than me. So imagine that type of family, and they are big men in government and things like that. Then I was here in Lagos, he died. He died on a Friday. And on Saturday morning, I already arrived home. By the time I arrived home, I discovered they buried him yesterday, because part of the family are Christians, majority of them are Muslims. So, and then that man, before he died, he became a Christian. Well, here am I, neither Muslim nor Christian. We just live our life, they go, feel all right. Amen. So when we arrived, they buried the man. I went to them. What right have you people got to bury my father without me seeing him before you bury him? They must bring him out of the grave again. Oh, I'm telling you, a trouble that took the whole day from morning till night. Why? It's my birthright to see my father's corpse. You can't take decision for me. He's your father as he's my father. Amen. You don't have more right over him because you are my senior. We must all come together and take a decision to how we will bury him. That is my birthright. I said, unless that is done, I will not agree. And I was ready to go and use money and cause riot. Bring area boys, scatter the whole place and bring him out. My mother came, said, leave it now. I said, now your husband he be, now my papa he be. I'm talking for my birthright. Praise the Lord. Till evening, those old men had to come and they were begging. And then I left them. I told them, I said, God will judge all of them. I abused all of them. My mind cooled down. At least, amen. What am I saying? My birthright. They are the rights that go along with you as a member of the family. By one spirit are you baptized into the body of Christ. You're a member of the body of Christ. There are birthrights as a Christian. Amen. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Ephesians chapter 1 says so. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 3 says, He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The whole of this world belongs to my papa. It's my birthright to get a job. You don't give me a condition, sister. Let no man give you a condition that he has to sleep with you before he gives you that job. If you allow him to sleep with you, you have sold your birthright. That's what I'm saying. If he doesn't give you that job, it is because God has not ordained that job for you. You leave him and go your way. Go and look for another place. It's because you don't know who you are. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just using that as an example. That is why God hated Esau and God loved Jacob. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Faith that moves God. Another one before we close. Another one is the three Hebrew children and even Daniel. Amen. You want to imagine that the sentence, just like Paul and Silas. It's just like Paul and Silas. They sentenced them to death. In the case of Daniel, amen, they sentenced him to death. Why? Because of his faith. And they took him to the lion's den. They made those lions to be so hungry looking for food first. So that when Daniel reaches there, before he lands, they'll finish him from the air before he reaches. Hallelujah. And then you will wonder, for standing for righteousness, will God allow me, the enemy, take me so far? It's like God was watching. During the night vigil, I was exhorting the brethren on the God of, you know, the last minute God. That the last minute he can come. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a last minute God. But I'm looking at it from another angle now, that Daniel stood God like he watched Job. He watched them until they sent Daniel into the lion's den. They must have brought Daniel to look. See, this is a true lion. There they are. To see whether he will change his mind. But Daniel was making more noise even at that point. Even at the point of death, Daniel stood for his revelation. That is the faith that moves God. That is the faith that made that lion's mouth to be closed. The faith that moves God. Shepherd, Meshach and Abednego. The same thing. Hallelujah. It's the same thing. The fire was so much to confirm that that fire is real. They say it was heated 7 times more. To let you know that it was no ordinary fire. It was real fire. And more than real, the people that were going to throw them, the fire consumed them. So you know that. So there was enough time for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to change their mind. This is not true. But at that point, they say, even if our God will not save us, O king, we will not serve any graven image. That is the faith that moved God. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Even at that point. And that is the faith that turned fire to air condition. The faith that moves God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's true now. Another faith that moves God. Are you tired? Another faith that moves God is a type of faith that holds unto God. That is what I call opportunistic faith. You know what is opportunistic faith? When you are sure, God, they here now. God, they here now. What do you call him? Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a short man. Amen. Zacchaeus was a short man, very short. Who will I use here? Who's short here? Amen. Oh, some people went for crusade. That is how short Zacchaeus was. The crowd was coming. I was intended to see this Jesus. If I just see this man, I'll be satisfied. He was not interested in talking to him. I know if I just see him, I'm too short. They won't allow me to touch him. But I have faith. If I just see this man, I have heard so much about him. The Bible says he went to a sycamore tree. He climbed the tree. So that from there, let me just see this man. Hey, glory be to God. That is the faith. Faith that will make a rich man like that. Because he was rich, very wealthy. He was a tax collector. The equivalent of custom officer now. Custom officers are very rich. I hope you know that. If your husband is a custom officer, you are very rich. Amen. But you know how they become rich. Anyway, praise God. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus was one of them. Amen. The Bible says, as Jesus Christ was passing, that faith of a rich man descending to this level, it drew down the attention of Jesus Christ. And Jesus stood there and said, Zacchaeus, come down. Not only that, he followed him to his house and ate food there that day. How will you look like if your faith will make Jesus Christ visit you in your house that day? The faith that moves God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You want to have that scripture? It's in Luke chapter 19. You can get it. Get that story in Luke chapter 19. Another story in Luke chapter 18 is the story of blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus. In the hear noise, he has heard. There is one man, Jesus. When blind people, they restore their sight. But he cannot go to the mosque because there's nobody to help him go there. Amen. But one day, as opportunity will come, the street where he is begging, he began to hear noise. He asked somebody, all these noise, what happened? What did happen? I see people, they say, Jesus of Nazareth is passing. Hey! In the past, he said, oh, Tito, my time has come. The man began to shout. And please, the type of shout he shouted, don't think it was ordinary shout. When this is the only opportunity I have. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, he didn't know him more than anything. He has heard now from the family of David. That is all he knows. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. They came, they said, hey, stop shouting. Better people, they pass. You, Jesus, we call Luke. We there, they follow and since we they look for appointment since 3 months now, we never get it. You sit down here, we not see us now, you go see. Shut up. The more they say shut up, the louder he becomes. This is the only opportunity I have. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. That faith was too much. That people could not cool him down. It touched Jesus. He stopped and came to him. What will you want me to do? Hey, if Jesus come to you now, what will you want me to do? What will you say? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. That I may see. And God restored his sight. The faith that moves God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the same faith, the woman with the issue of blood. If only I can touch the hem of his garment. Hey! How many years did she suffer that infirmity? How many years? 12 whole years of constant bleeding. You know what is bleeding? You are losing life. So that woman lived a life of perpetual weakness, body weakness. She was anemic. But when she saw the opportunity, hallelujah, when she saw the opportunity, the Bible says, she desired in her heart, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. Before then, nobody had that type of faith. Everybody was moving, the crowd was too much, they were pushing him, but there are different types of touch. There was a different type of touch from that woman. Amen. They could have shake hands with him, nothing will happen. They can hold him and hug him, nothing will happen, because there was a type of faith needed. That woman says, if I can just but touch the hem of his garment. She struggles. Why is this woman pushing people now? Now you sabi, if I can just touch. Oh, give us chance now. Now like, if I can just touch. I know this man. And she touched. The Bible says, virtue left Christ. Hey. Hallelujah. Something left him. He says, somebody has touched me. The disciples say, I go ask this kind of question. See how many people here. He say, somebody touched me. Crowd now. What happened? He said, this type of touch. He said, I perceive virtue has left me. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you people study the Bible at all? Do you study characters? What do you learn when you study actions like this, stories like this? The woman was afraid. Maybe I don't commit. What did this man go do now? He go vex. He turned and I saw her. She was shaking there. He said, woman, thy faith has made thee whole. Thy faith has made thee whole. Unusual action that brought unusual results. 12 years infirmity, that action of faith cured her forever and ever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The same thing two Gentiles did. One was the Syrophoenician woman. That woman, she's not a Jew. She's asking a Jew, Jesus Christ, to heal her daughter. And Jesus answered. He said, I have not come but for the lost house, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That is, I didn't come for you Gentiles. I come for the Jews. Yes. Then, the woman was still insisting. He went further. You don't understand me? It is not good to give the children's food to dogs. I tell you, say, I came for the Jews, not for Gentiles. You know, do you? Okay, let me make it clearer for you. You are a dog. So that should make her to be angry and say, this man don't do too much. Carry on the go. The woman still insisted. He said, even dogs eat from the crumbs that fall from the children's table. Hi! Hey! Glory be to God. Jesus turned and looked. I have not found this type of faith. Go. Thy daughter is healed. Amen. Faith that moves God. Another faith that moved God. The centurion man. He is also a Roman. He's not a Jew. He went and met Jesus Christ. He said, his own son is sick at home. Is his son or his servant? He's sick at home. He said, please, if you can, say something for him to be healed. Jesus said, okay, let's go to your house. The man said, Amen. You don't have to go for Ladeliju for this to happen. You don't have to go to for family deliverance. You don't have to come for Ladeliju. You know that is what he's saying. Hallelujah. He said, I am a soldier man, a man of authority. I am commanding a battalion of soldiers. I am a man of authority. I understand authority. If I tell my men, go and do this, then they argue, then they obey before then they complain. Go, they go. Do this, they do. A man of authority. He said, just speak and I know. Just speak. A Gentile, an unbeliever, knows the power of the spoken word. The Jews did not understand the power of the spoken word with Jesus. But this man, an unbeliever, knows the power of the spoken word. He looked at him. He said, I have not found this type of faith in the whole of Israel. Go. Thy servant is healed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The faith, he believed in the spoken word. He believed in it. So many of you have no faith in the power of the spoken word. The Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. But because men walk by sight, not by faith, you must follow me to my family house before our family can receive deliverance. That is it in Brother Assembly. So all the prayer we are praying here, unless as a prophet is here seeing vision and prophesying, you are busy asking your neighbor, I bet what him be the man name, this prophet, Nahim, what him be in name. Instead of you to try to know the God that is ministering this thing to this man, whether he too can remember my case, you are looking for him. And the prophet, you want family deliverance, say, we here for this church, we know they charge you, but some people shall, if they carry us God, then they give us like 50,000, like 100,000. Say, they say, no, I don't charge you. No, go tell Pastor Moses, I charge you. I didn't charge you. For this church, we know they charge you. But some people, where they carry us, they go. Hallelujah. That type of faith, nothing will happen. You only go and provoke those demons, and your case of your family will get worse. They sit down, judge. Hallelujah. I was conducting deliverance for a young girl. I think I was with Joseph. And then the demon started speaking with a voice through her. I've been in this family for generations. What have I done? You are disturbing me. Have I hurt her? What have I done? I've been here for generations. Where do you want me to go? Where will I go now? For generations. Be here. So I told the demon, I said, you know, agree and marry. Amen. You know, agree and marry. That's why you have to go now. Amen. You've been disturbing her life. The demon still talk. He repeated again. Okay, where do you want me to go now? Okay, where do you want me to go now? Okay, where do you want me to go now? I said, go back to where you came from. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Of course, the demon had to go. But if I had gone without the proper way, that demon would have been so angry with that family. The condition would have been worse than before. The centurion man said, speak, church, we can stay here and conduct family deliverance. If you believe it, let me see your hand up. Oh, do you really believe it? Then why are you falling into the hands of 419 people collecting money from you saying they are going for deliverance? Amen. If God directs it, it's okay. God can direct it. But how do we know whether it is God or not? This is how we know. After that deliverance, something will happen that you will know. And it will not be something that will happen 1 year after. It will happen from the next day. You will know. The condition, the situation that was negative will change from that very day. You will know something has happened. Oh, they nailed something. We collected the nails. Okay. After you collected the nails from the tree. Okay. Alright. Let's see what will happen now. You still remain the same condition. Amen. See, if you are going for family deliverance anywhere, church, are you hearing me? Whether the minister is from this church or any ministry, if he is the one that says you have to go for family deliverance, let him write and sign. I will give you this money. If you go there and the condition remains the same, you will return the money. If you say yes, you say God, you say we should go now. Right. If you know Greek, keep your money. It's true now. But they will see that, even as I'm talking now, some people are sitting down there. This man don't know what that they go through. This man just they talk. He don't know what that they go through. All my sisters, none marry.
see me here, none of us. Eh? He said, I cannot carry these people. I know if they go to my house, something will happen. Wait till this man they talk. Hey, go now. I think you don't carry them. Go there. The thing no work. I think you go EFAC. The thing no work. I think you go where again? You go to the Ministry of Deliverance. The thing no work. Hey, go carry this one. Go now. See whether it will work. Your condition go change. Change you come. Change me. The centurion man, he believed the power of the spoken word. The Bible said, if two of you shall agree concerning anything you will ask, he will do it. God is not a human being, he's a spirit. He's everywhere at the same time. Let him know what your problem is. He knows the best way to deliver you from that problem. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Am I against Aladeleju? I am not against it. I say God can direct. But 90% of the people that tell you we have to go to your compound, now your money then they find. He who has ear to hear, let him hear. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The man was so sick. So sick. They put him on a stretcher. They could not get to where Jesus Christ was. They look around. How shall we know? If only this Jesus will see this man. If only he will see this man. We know he will be healed. We don't suffer for years with this man. No way to get there. He was in a room, a house. The Bible says they went to the roof. Hey, they removed the roof and lowered him from the top. Hallelujah. What a faith. I have seen people that will come. They want to see me. And I will ask them, how long have you been in this church? Pastor, I've been here for 2 years. I've never seen you, have I? He say, Pastor, I've tried. Try, so they... I don't try. All I've been waiting for the day. Pastor, I thank you today. Now I'm able to see you. And I'll ask, why have you not been able to see me? Pastor, it's not easy to see you. But somebody who just come here today for the first time has just seen me now and gone. Why are you not able to see me? You have been here for 2 years. You have been here for 6 months. Amen. Can't you go and open the roof of the office? Somebody say, okay. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apostle Jehoshaphat said, believe the prophets and ye shall prosper. It makes me remember the story William Branham said, a man he prayed for, like this man. The man was blind. I thought you were blind. I was about to open the eyes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thought he was blind. I was going to open the eyes. The man was blind. William Branham laid hands on him and prayed and asked him, do you believe you are healed? Do you believe your eyes is restored? The man said, yes, I believe. He said, go. But the eye was still blind. Then the man left because he has heard testimonies of the ministry of William Branham. He has believed in his heart. If that man can just lay hand on him, I'm talking about the faith that moves God. An elderly man, from that day, anywhere he went, he'll be shouting, I believe I can see. I believe I can see. Everybody will be laughing at him. See this man. You don't colo. It's so mad. He said, I believe I can see. The story goes that he went to his barber shop. The man was barbing his head. And he said, they greeted him, how are you? He said, yes, I believe I can see. The man was looking at him. He was telling him, you believe you can see. So what are you seeing now? He said, you don't worry, you don't understand. I believe I can see. He said it one more time. When they finished babbling, the man asked him, so you can see, so can you walk home now? You say you can see. He said, I believe I can see. The eye opened wide in the barber shop. Hallelujah. Why? He believed it. We walk by faith, not by sight. He said, I believe it. So many of us, the prophet that is able to discern your problem, call your name, call your village, if it is God that is ministering that to you, and you know others have testified, and he said, this is thus said the Lord. The Lord said, it is over. And you say, amen, amen, amen. There you go. The thing even increased. You say, hey, I've been a fake prophet, that man be. Amen. No, you are expected to say, no, the Lord spoke to me today. I believe I am healed. I believe. I gave testimonies several times. I say, HIV cases have gone. Amen. Now, and several, every week, is what NWC here, he handles most of them. Brother Goswill, you handle some of them. You are to hold on to that faith. We pray for you. Immediately you go, you make a test. It's still there. It's still positive. Pastor, Pastor, I don't know what to do again. The thing no go. I said, but I have prayed for you. I bless water you drank. It's the same thing I did for the other sister. Her own is gone. So that is evidence God heals. Hold on to it. Hold on to it. Pastor, I don't know. I don't know why my own is like this. I don't know why my own is like this. A sister, hallelujah. A few weeks ago, a sister went to the hospital to test. I'd been praying for her. She has HIV. But you look at her physically, she's the most healthy person you can think. She has fine skin, fine body. She's even checking her weight. And then she went for the count. I insisted she should go for the count. When she went, the doctors saw the result. They said, that you can't be alive with this count. She said, doctor, go check again. The doctor checked again and confirmed the level, I don't know how they call it. She said it was 30. The last one, that is something that has to do with the blood something. The last one she said she counted was 100 plus. And even at that 100 plus, that is danger zone. Now, the doctor said that just last week, somebody's count was 80. He said the man died. Just waka they go like this, collapsed, died. Then they counted her own now. Her own was 30. So the doctor said they cannot release her because at that count, anywhere she go, she feels just fall down, die, go. So a girl who was bubbling before, because of that, she collapsed. So they had to put her on drip. They admitted her that day in the hospital. Somebody went carry himself to the hospital, just to confirm, because she believed that report. She believed it. And so she accepted it. Her body devil said, now. And you see now, you are dead. 1 week after, she was in the hospital. And then she now called me, Daddy, I'm in the hospital. What happened? No, I called her. I said, I've not seen you in the church. What happened? She said, Daddy, see what happened. I said, hey, doctor, don't finish you. Your doctor has killed you. Whose report will you believe? Is it not something that should have increased her faith? If at 80 somebody died, at 30 I am healthy and moving, it means something is keeping me alive. My faith will have increased. That is when I will have come more boldly now and face my God. The result was to make you see God in your life. Amen. That is how God works with us. Praise the Lord. I can say so many things. So many things. I can talk of Abraham. We all know Abraham's faith. It moved God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I'm telling you, even concerning judgment, God, because of your faith, God can change his judgment concerning you. I hope you know that. God can change his mind concerning judgment. He came to finish Ahab. The Bible says Ahab quaked with fear. And God told the prophet, go back. See Ahab. Because he believed. He repented. He knew what he did was wrong. Therefore, he said, it will happen, but not in your time. But he's the counsel. But that action moved God. The same thing with Hezekiah. His own action gave him 15 more years to live. When God sent the servant and said, prepare, put your house in order, and they carry you go. He stood and told God the reason why he should not die. God changed his mind and added 15 more years. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And finally, church. Amen. You know why I am stressing all this? From all the angles. Next year, let somebody decide to walk with God by faith. If you must testify. If you must testify. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The last one is the compassionate faith. The faith that made Rahab to hide those spies. You know, just because she recognized those spies and hid them, hallelujah, from those Jericho people. And what happened when it was time to destroy the city of Jericho? That was the only life that was saved. And I hope you know it's through Rahab that Jesus Christ came up. Praise the Lord. You can see that in the book of Ruth. I'm telling you that even that compassionate faith, because that is the same faith that made the Shunammite woman to see a man of God passing, Elisha and Gehazi, passing by their frontage every time, and perceive this must be servant of God. And they made a room for them and put a bed and put a lamp there. People looking for fruit of the womb. It was not because she was looking for fruit of the womb, that's why she did it all. It was because she just felt these people are always traveling. Let's give them a rest place. And the Bible says, if you give a cup of water to any of his servants in the name of a servant, he said it will never go unrewarded. Praise the Lord. See, there's something wrong in this ministry. We are not a giving ministry. We are a bundle of people that don't give. And the reason many of us don't give is because we believe we don't have. But we have the story of a widow, two widows in the Bible. One gave her widow's mite in an offering. That was all she had. The little mite she had. She dropped it in the offering box. That is the offering that caught the attention of Jesus Christ. And said that offering was more honorable than all other offerings. Because out of nothing, she still gave something. The second widow, hallelujah, is the widow of Zarephath. Now, is it Zarephath? Now that woman, Elisha, came to her. The last food she had during the days of famine. The little piece of meal and the two pieces of wood, she was just prepared that for her and her son, and their widows now, to eat. After that, no hope. That's why she said to eat and to die. The last she has. So certainly that is her widow's mite. And then Elijah said, prepare for me first and prepare for yourself. Amen. Now, that is the faith that moves God. That woman, humanly speaking, will be justified to drive him away. Which kind of person be this? Amen. Humanly speaking, Now I am talking about genuine actions of faith. All these things we preach, carnal people can come and impersonate it. So that is why it's good to have the Spirit of God, and it's good to have the leading of God. Because in this church, in this very church, a sister has met a brother who came for prayer and said, "Buy me television." This size, she pointed it this size. Praise the Lord. Amen. The ministers are opening eye. We told pastor, may this matter end. Well, I also told you, say, pray that when I preach, the thing not enter my mouth. Because the thing annoy me too much. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is okay. God can actually send somebody to you and wants to bless you and says, "Bless me. Give me that thing first. Thus saith the Lord." Genuine. But the fake people can also exploit it. So it is good that you watch your spirit to see whether you receive it or not. And watch. The man say he doesn't have money to buy. Nothing. Even if you say, "Make I bring 2 inches on, I can't afford it." But she insists, well, if you want prayer, you go and bring. Amen. Now, so you know that is fake. It's wrong. Praise the Lord. Well, the sister has repented. And they've asked for forgiveness. And even the person that he forwarded sent me a text begging for her. Amen. Now, it's okay. We shall still watch and see whether this person has repented or not. But I'm saying it openly now that it is scriptural. But let me tell you something. These days, thank you, Jesus. These days, if I am listening to the Holy Ghost, knowing there are fake people around, listen, I'm giving you wisdom. God will never tell me to come and meet you, brother. Give me your car so that you will be blessed. Never, because God knows the devil has infiltrated this means. What he does is he will minister it to you yourself. Carry your car to Pastor Moses. Amen. So you are hearing now. He will tell you in a dream. He will tell you in a dream. Amen. He will minister it to you. It will come one way or the other. You will hear a voice. You see in a dream. Or your wife. Something. The way it will come, you will know this is God talking. But not me, the beneficiary, will come and say, "The Lord said you should give me your car so that you bless. The Lord told me who can bring 10 people that will bring 2 million naira here now for the building of the pastor's house. And see, you'll be billionaires at the end of the month." Now lie. A lie. God doesn't work like that again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm saying this because this will be preached on the television and Christians will hear me. He's a liar. God doesn't talk like that again. It's 419 in the church. 419 in the church. Praise the Lord. God can touch the heart of a rich man. Pastor, the Lord said I should give you this land. God can touch the heart of a rich man in the church. The Lord said I should give you my house at Ikoyi. I don't want trouble with God. Take it. Praise the Lord. Let me give you a testimony. Hallelujah. People don't know. I bought something. You know, a brother was selling some suits and all this. And I was so happy he had something to do. He said, "Daddy, what can encourage me?" Because he had nothing doing. So to encourage him, I bought 2 pairs of suits. Not because I needed them. I bought them and I dashed them out to people. And then, the money I had, I paid him remaining 15,000. And I told him to come the next day, Tuesday, the next service, Tuesday, to collect his money. In the morning, when I went to the bank, there was no money inside the bank. Yeah. And how? this poor boy will be coming with hope that he will collect his 15,000 naira. I was so worried. How will I pay this man his 15,000 naira? I didn't buy the clothes because I needed them. Because I didn't use them, I've given them all out. Then he said, as I reach that Tuesday, the first person I go see in card, now the brother. So he said, I should see you today. I said, it don't happen. A true servant of God must keep his word. If I say, see me tomorrow, you must come. I must see you. Amen. How will he think about me now? Maybe he had all his hope on that money. I was worried. So I said, Jerry, tell him to see me after service. After service, he was sitting down there. Amen. And then, Jerry came to me and said, a brother said he wants to see you. The brother is here. Although I've shared it with him when he saw me later on. He said, so I said, a brother said he wants to give you something. I said, Jerry, now they keep the person waiting. Let him come quick. Amen. The person entered and said that last night that the Lord ministered to him that he should bring this money to me. And I said, thank you. It was in an envelope. I didn't know how much it was. I said, thank you very much. God bless you. I prayed for him. He left. When he left, I opened it. It was exactly 15,000 naira. Hallelujah. Jerry said, hey, where that brother went away from me? Come, and I gave him his 15,000 naira. That is how God works. Amen. That is how God works. Not for me to say, come and meet this brother. Then I say, get money. Hey, brother, the Lord is ministering to me. He wants to bless you. So 15,000 naira now, so that my God, do you believe me to be a servant of God? You will even give 20,000. But that's 419. It's abomination in the house of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Talking about faith that moves God. Hallelujah. That's how it should be. The Bible in Proverbs 19, it says, that he that giveth to the poor, lendeth to God. Anytime you give a needy person something, you have borrowed to God. And the Bible says, and he will surely repay him. And when God pays you back, he pays you hundredfold. Each time you see a needy person, especially a Christian, as much as you've done it to the least of these my brethren, he said, you've done it to me. And it will never go unrewarded. Faith that moves God. So many others, heroes in the Bible, so many others. If you read Hebrews chapter 11, read it on your own. If you read it from verse 32, it gave other accounts of so many actions of faith. This year that we enter, I'm admonishing you to walk by faith. Hallelujah. I want somebody to determine, for instance, I told you somebody, he started by sending money to this church. It was his tithe. He came across this ministry 4 years ago, according to his testimony. He's not even here in Lagos. He's in Benin. But while he's in Benin, he says the only ministry he believes in is in this church. Amen. He believes in this ministry. He told me, he said, there is nothing he has sent to this ministry that he did not receive it back hundredfold. Every month, for the past 2 years, he sends 100,000 naira to this ministry. It's not tithe. Every month. I'm telling you, I've known of brethren in this church. There's a particular brother that has picked one or two ministers at the end of every month. He will buy a bag of rice. To this one, drop them. Brother, what happened? Said, the Lord laid in my heart to do that. They are actions of faith. They never go unrewarded. And each time you do that, devil will come to try to make you stop it. Don't stop it. There's a blessing in it. Hallelujah. Concerning offering, let somebody determine to stop this 20 naira, 5 naira, 10 naira offering. You are a worker, you get salary. Amen. Are you saying that you go and beg somebody, say, please find me money for offering, and he will give you 20 naira to go and put for offering? No. There's a young man, he's not a member of this church, but he has come across this church with some wonderful testimony. I have begged him to come here and speak to the church on the 31st. Actions of faith and what it has produced for that man in this ministry. Particularly in the area of the building offering. The man told me what God told him concerning that building offering. He said he had one money he had in his hand one day. In his house. He's not a member of this church and he's a pastor. He's evangelizing up and down. But he said he has sent more than 63 people to this church. The day he came to see me, he said, I saw so many of them we were greeting that I have sent here. Well, on the 31st, you will hear him. But he said that he has some money, and he said a voice spoke to him that he should take it to Bride Assembly and put it in the building offering. That the Lord told him that he should not put any other offering that day, and he said it was a Tuesday service. He should not put any other offering, only the building offering. He said he came, he stood there with the money in an envelope. He was waiting for building offering. He said there was a particular offering they called for. He stood up, he didn't go. He said that a coordinator, one of the coordinators, saw him sitting there and said, why not go and give the offering? He told him, he said, no, don't worry. He said, the coordinator thought he didn't have money, that he was obeying the voice of God that said, no other offering that day, only the building offering. Because what God didn't want him to take part of that money to give any other offering, but just for the building offering. He said he didn't know why. He said, but he had to obey the voice that spoke to him. He said he came here, and then the coordinator then gave him 30 naira, said, take. He said, just spoke. He said, this man don't know what they go on for here. He said, he looked at one other man sitting there, he gave him, said, please go and help me put this for that offering. I'm not going. When they called for building offering, he now brought it. He said, before they finished calling for those to come to the altar, he said he was the first that ran to the altar. He said he didn't even know that other people followed. As soon as he reached the altar, he said anointing carried him. He didn't know what happened again. When he recovered, he saw the whole altar full of people. He said, he doesn't know what happened now. After that day, doors that have been locked against him just open like that. Faithful. Amen. So from that day, if he sees somebody with problem, because he does deliverance, he said there are two things he tells them to do. If your problem is finance, he said he will tell them, say, take this address, go to Pride Assembly, go and give an offering for their building project. He said, and every one of them that came and gave that offering came back with testimony. Now that is somebody who had faith. There are so many of you that have had that voice. You won't give. People who are not members of this church, they give. They know what benefit they benefit from here. Faith that moves God. I want somebody to determine that from January, anytime I'm coming for service, this amount shall be the minimum amount I'll be bringing for my offering. This shall be the minimum amount I'll be bringing for building. And how do we know it? The deacons can confirm this. Anytime we say it is time for offering, people will come, particularly on our program days like Tuesday. Offering the whole of that day, maybe 30,000 naira. Then, when a prophet, after discerning somebody, they say, the Lord said he want to use this sister to bless people. Come and sow whatever you have for her accommodation. That day, everybody, kitikata, kitikata, they will get over 100,000 naira. Why? so that they say we sow so that we will get something. So that we'll get something. And I always ask, do you know the God we are serving? Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm talking too much today. Let's stand up. Let's stand up. Me, I have made my own vow for next year. I'm only praying that God will help me to keep it. That's all. That's all. Unusual faith. When God ministers to me, hallelujah. God, something happened last night. Hallelujah. Because I started a message that I didn't finish. Stand up, church. Stand up. Stand up. I started a message about the covenant of grace. And I was supposed to finish it before the camp program started or so. And then I thought a lot of our members are not around. I wanted to complete that message when everybody is around. Then I called Pastor Thomas. I couldn't get him. Later on, he called me. We were talking. The reason I was calling him was to tell him that he should take today's message because I want to preach next Sunday. I mean, when the people are back from the holiday. Then we got to talking something else. The phone went off before I could tell him. I tried him. The thing refused to go. I sent text. The text refused to go. I tried all his phone numbers. The thing refused to go. Then I said, that means God wants me to preach with that. Amen. Hallelujah. I understood. I gave up. I said, oh, all right, the Lord, tell me what to preach. What do you want me to tell your people today? I didn't receive anything until 5 a.m. this morning I woke up. When he spoke to me, tell them to walk with me by faith in the year 2009. Hallelujah. And that was when this topic came to me again. The faith that moves God. Because that is how you will receive your testimonies for next year. I'm telling you, this message is for somebody here. For anybody who will believe and act on it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's thank God for his word. Let's thank him. Open your mouth and thank God for his word. And just ask him to give you grace to be a doer of the word. Grace to be a doer of the word. Grace. Help me, Lord. Help me, Father, to follow you by faith.